Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Vayelech, we hear about the mitzvah of Hakel. It's a mitzvah that occurs once every 7 years on Sukkot. After the Shemitah year, at Hakel, during Hakel, all men, women, and children assemble. That's the word Hakel, Kehilah. They all assemble in the Ezras Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash, and the king reads parts of the Torah publicly. It's a powerful, powerful experience that happens once every 7 years. And the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, that this ceremony is intended to call Bnei Yisrael together and to read from the Torah parts of the Torah that are mizarzos osan b'mitzvos umechazkos yedehem b'das ha'emes. Says the Rambam, to read those parts of the Torah that encourage the people to perform mitzvos and to strengthen them in the true faith. That is Hakel. It was quite a spectacle. However, we must ask the following question. Why did this event happen on the Sukkot right after the Shemitah year? What's the connection of Hakel and Sukkot and Shemitah? This question is asked by Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. He was the Meshech Chachma. He died in 1926, and it's found in his Perush to the Chumash, the Meshech Chachma, on our Parsha, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and he answers the following beautiful explanation. During the Shemitah year, it is usher to work the fields. That means that people were forced, so to speak, to turn their efforts and their energies and their attention all towards Hashem. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, after a year like that, a whole year like that, the people were more receptive to hear the words of the Torah. They were more spiritually attuned to hear the messages of the Torah. And therefore, it was the opportune moment for them to hear the words of the king, to encourage them as he read from the Torah. And the Meshech Chachma continues and says, in addition, that the Torah is the tool we need to overcome tests in the world of the Yetzer Hara for desires and jealousy and envy. The world is full of these kinds of challenges. Now, on some level, it's fine. It's more than fine. We need a little of these midos in order to plant fields, to build buildings, to inhabit and to develop the world. But too many of these negative traits, and we can, chas v'shalom, destroy the world as well. And so the Shemitah year was given to us to help us put those desires and those drives into proper perspective. For a whole year, there are no desires of that kind, so to speak, because no one is working their field more than anyone else, or more successfully than anyone else. There are no loans, there's no real estate, we're all on equal footing. It's the great equalizer. However, after the Shemitah year is over, we're eager to get back to work, to roll up our sleeves, and to return to plowing and planting and investing and building and making and creating and collecting things. Again, on some level, it's fine, but it cannot get out of hand. So what does Hashem say? Yes, the Shemitah year is over, and it's time to get back to work. But take a breath, take a break, come to the Beis HaMikdash and put in all of this, put it into the proper perspective. Take a breath, pause a moment, and think. You're going back to work. That's great. But first, listen to the Torah. Listen to the king. Remember your priorities. Remember what's really important in life. Many people tell a story about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal. He died in the year 2015. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Har Etzion in the Gush, and he was the son-in-law of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. Now, we know that on Tisha B'Av, it's usher to eat, to drink, etc. It's also usher to learn Torah. We're supposed to be so consumed by the mourning over the Churban Beis HaMikdash that we can't do any of these things. And so, when the fast was over, after Tisha B'Av, the whole yeshiva went daven Ma'ariv, and then they left to go eat, to break their fast. And Rav Lichtenstein would sit down and he would learn for a few minutes. So now once in the early days, one of his Talmidim approached him and said, Rebbe, the fast is over, we can eat now. And Rav Lichtenstein said to him, thank you, but I know the fast is over. For the past 25 hours, I have been fasting from food and I have been fasting from Torah. Now that both are permitted, which one should I run to first, the food or the Torah? And that's the same idea of the Meshech Chachma. Yes, plowing is permitted now. Yes, planting is permitted now. Everything. But beforehand, take a break for a few minutes and remind yourself what is really and truly important. Have an amazing day, everyone.